Time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined on the phone right now by Zachary Horner of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, their website. Zach, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem. I miss being up there in the studio with you, Aaron. This is a once-a-month thing for me usually, and I miss making that drive up there. But we're doing what we're told to do with social distancing, and I'm happy to be on.
I so vastly prefer doing interviews in person than on the phone. I've complained about phone interviews for years and years, and now I've got to do every single one by phone. I'm going to get the hang of it just in time for the stay-at-home order to be lifted and everyone come back in the studio again. I know that's the case.
That's usually how that works. Either it's that, and then you call someone and leave a voicemail, and then they call when you're away back.
Exactly.
When you're away from your phone. That's how it works. It's always how it works.
Absolutely. So, again, chathamnewsrecord.com for more local news from Chatham County. And obviously the big thing on everyone's mind is the impact of COVID-19, what impact it's having on the community and how the community is responding to it. So what are you seeing in Chatham County in terms of the impact and the response?
Definitely. Well, I think right now, as of this morning, Chatham had 21 positive tests. That's been the number for about 4 days now. Really kind of Chatham was one of the first cases in the state, if I believe it was the second or third.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been in kind of slow as far as numbers have gone. But obviously, you know, we've seen an impact on business, on schools and operations, just like everybody else. Talked to one restaurant owner a couple weeks ago, said he had to lay off more than 40 people. Obviously, schools having to adjust to teaching online. Just talked to the county manager earlier today, and they're having to work on adjusting their budget projections for this current year and for the next fiscal year because, you know, sales tax revenue is not really sure how that's going to go. So it's really it's permeated, like, you know, most places, as I'm sure in Chapel Hill, if not every place. It's permeated every aspect of life for residents and for people, which is pretty much unprecedented in my lifetime, at least, if not, you know, everybody's lifetime at this point. Just the span and the impact this has had. And, you know, I'm sure there are not a lot of unique stories to Chatham County, you know, if we'll put it that way. Everybody's facing the same thing. We've seen some really really positive things. We've seen nonprofits, I think of Cora in Pittsburgh and the West Chatham Food Pantry in Tyler City, working to get food to residents, the school system, not only for teaching, but for setting up kind of drive-through pickup for breakfast and lunch. So we've seen, you know, obviously a lot of rough situations with unemployment filings and, you know, obviously, you know, people getting sick and you know, there's a fair amount of retirement homes, nursing home, rest homes in Chatham that are having to close their doors to visitors, which is so. And then, you know, we're seeing a lot of positives. So it's been a really mixed time in Chatham for sure.
Speaking with Zach Horner, and you're absolutely right. It's not just the fact that this is hitting every conceivable aspect of just daily life in our communities. It's hitting each one of those aspects in a whole bunch of different ways. So you think about the impact on government, you have to think about the impact on government meetings and communication with the public and budgets and water and sewer utilities and trash pickup and recycling pickup and the fact that those folks are out there every day interacting with a whole bunch of people. And that's schools. You do the same thing with business. You do the same thing with nonprofits. You've got a great piece up on the Chatham News and Record right now about the impact on schools. And we think about just the immediate big thing, which is, oh, we got to transition everything to remote learning and do as much online as possible. And then there's just so much more to it than that, because there's so much more to school and the education of children just beyond what you learn in a textbook or what you get in an assignment.
Definitely. I think, you know, I talked to the principal over at Jordan Matthews High School in Tyler City and to a biology teacher. And one thing they both told me is that they really want to, you know, obviously stay in touch with their students for academic reasons, but just for that personal connection. You know, a lot of these students, there's a fair chunk of the students that, school is their safe place, mm-hmm. is what I was told. And being the husband of a teacher as well, a teacher in Lee County, you know, I can attest from just hearing from teachers that, you know, sometimes kids come to school and this is where they feel safe and comfortable, that being home for them is not exactly the greatest experience. And so now these kids are having to be at home and having to wrestle with, you know, issues there. And I don't have a number or percentage of what that is for the number of kids in Chatham County, but it exists. And so teachers and administrators and school district staff are saying, yeah, we need to obviously pay attention to grades and education and curriculum, but, you know, we also need to try to work with these kids where they are and just as humans, you know, as just human beings. And this part of kind of trickling down, the state has made this real emphasis in the last few years on educating the whole child, mm-hmm. and paying attention to the whole child. And I've talked to you multiple times about teen mental health in Chatham. And, you know, obviously that is a special concern at this point, not having students be in the building continually, not having that routine, being thrown out of their routine, a lot of times spending time away from their friends and connections they've had and trying to adjust. And it's a lot. Teachers and schools are always asked to do a lot, and even more so now. And just have to adapt and adjust. I was talking to the county manager earlier, and I asked him, you know, what is kind of the theme, or has there been some kind of consistent message that's come across during this time? And he said, you know, we've had to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. And that's especially at the school level. You know, everybody I've talked to in the last few weeks, I've asked, you know, like, how did you ever plan for this? Was there ever any training you got on this? And pretty much everyone said no. Like, you know, we can have some contingencies for how we work online. You know, the school system already had some online learning tools in place that they some classes, some teachers already used. But now everything's going online. Everything's going to Zoom or, you know, video conferencing and online education management platforms. And it's just it's an adjustment. It's an adaptation. And Chatham is no different than anywhere else in saying, okay, we've got to make adjustments. We've got to figure this out.
Speaking with Zachary Horner again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for the Chatham News and Record. You can get this piece on the school system down in Chatham and how they're adapting to all of the different impacts of COVID-19 there. It's a great piece. It's online. You can access it now. And the thing, and you mentioned it, that really struck me the most reading the article, and I'm not going to quote this exactly, but it was the one individual, the teacher, the principal, who said it's not even the primary concern that my students are learning multiplication or they're learning geography. I want to know that my students are okay. And that just is such a powerful thing, not just to read, but to be aware that that's something that has always been a concern. And I think and this is kind of the theme that's coming out in a lot of the conversations that I'm having this week, is once this is over, hopefully we'll at least come out of this with more of an awareness of the need to do something significant about these systemic structural issues that have always existed, but they've always kind of existed under the radar, under the table. But now they're really, really coming out in prominent ways. That being one you mentioned in the piece, and the impact of online learning is really heightening this. The fact that a lot of students and a lot of families don't have access to internet or high-speed internet or just internet in general. The fact that a lot of students are struggling with food insecurity. They get their school lunches. They get their food at school, and now that they're not getting that, that's a whole nother concern as well. And all of those issues existed. Now they're existing just that much more prominently than they ever have.
Definitely. And I think, you know, we in conversations with school personnel and just observations in the last few years, mm-hmm. I've been a reporter and have covered education a lot. Yeah, like you said, these are issues that have been there, and this time has served to highlight them. You mentioned broadband. You know, you can't have online learning if you don't have the internet. Like, that's just reality. So, you know, I was talking to one of the assistant superintendents, and they say, you know, we want to have equal education for everybody. We want everybody to receive the same instruction and FaceTime with a teacher. But we can't do that. Like, we just literally physically cannot do that because not everybody has the internet connection needed to do that. And this is an issue that the county government has been pushing on. State legislators have been pushing on, because this is a state issue that's far too complicated to get into here as far as things that can be done to change that. But with Chatham, as being a very rural area in a lot of parts, a lot of internet providers don't see it worth it to go out to those areas. Because you've got the pretty dense area in Pittsburgh, and then even more dense up towards the Chapel Hill, Briar Chapel, and Governor's Club area, and then a little bit in Siler City. But, you know, that leaves still, you know, 450, 500 square miles of Chatham that is rural and very spread out, but they need the internet too. And for a time like this, I mentioned the county manager again, 2 weeks before Governor Cooper made the first executive order to close schools, there was a breakfast with county leaders and our state legislatures in Chatham, legislators, Representative Robert Reeves and Senator Valerie Fushi. And the county manager, they were talking about broadband. The county manager made a statement to the effect of, hey, you know, we've got students who are doing homework online. And if they don't have, you know, internet access, that makes it that much harder for them to do their homework. And 2 weeks later, they're having to do everything online. And so it was a very kind of prophetic statement that he made, that now all of a sudden this has become a much more real issue for people, and not just for students, but for people who are having to work from home, people who, you know, need to find resources for food, for unemployment benefits, that need that online access. And you can't go to the library because the libraries are closed. So that's, I think that's really risen for, like you said, about these systemic issues that have been in place, for these systemic issues that have existed for a long time. But this is just shining a spotlight on those. And a lot of people I've talked to are saying, hey, maybe this will raise the issue more, and maybe there will be some movement on this when this is all done.
Speaking with Zachary Horner again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more. And I could talk with you forever. We got to start wrapping up. But as we do, give us some good news. Obviously, out of this is coming a lot of serious concerns. A lot of people are struggling. There are also some very positive stories about people who are stepping up to meet the needs that are existing, people who are stepping up to help each other. What are you seeing as far as that goes?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's one thing that's been really cool, is I could talk about so many different organizations and people that are making a difference, but I think I'm going to reserve my limited time for the Chatham County Council on Aging. This is a group that works under the county government that is responsible as kind of the senior services, I guess is a quicker way to put it, that they serve the elderly population or the senior population in Chatham. And Chatham's population of seniors that's kind of 60, 65 and older is large compared to the rest of the state, and it's just going to grow and keep growing. And so they really serve a real important purpose in Chatham in providing some services. And Dennis Streets and his team over there have been on the clock or on the ball around the clock in this. Just one example. So they have been doing for a long time, they do kind of active activity sessions of physical activity workouts. And what they've started doing is broadcasting those over Facebook Live. So the senior centers are closed to attendees, but the exercise and wellness specialist is saying, all right, I'm going to get in front of a camera and we're going to do it on Facebook Live. I'm going to walk you through some exercises. They've been working with their normal Meals on Wheels routes to get some people meals. And so it's really, it's these organizations that have been doing these things the whole time. But, you know, like we were just talking about, the issues that have always been there come to light, but also the people that are making a difference. They're just doing what they normally do. They're doing their what they believe is their duty, and they're operating as normal. Obviously, there's some adjustments to logistics, but they're continuing to serve, and we're seeing their service a lot more now that we're looking. And that's been pretty cool to see. From I mentioned West Chatham Food Pantry and Cora earlier. We've had stories about communities and schools in Chatham County, Council on Aging, and then various government departments, including the Health Department and Department of Social Services. So There's a lot of good stories that you can see. I mentioned the restaurant owner at the beginning of this piece that had to lay off 40 plus people. They've been working to give meals to the schools, and they've had this Pittsburgh Roadhouse, and they've created space within their restaurant. So when people come to pick up their meals, there's other businesses that have put their items, their goods there, to kind of hopefully keep supporting that downtown business community during this time. So there's been a lot of good news, which, you know, with you see the numbers of people getting sick and even the death toll rise. There's a lot of good news still. There's a lot of good in what you see humanity doing. The stuff they've been doing, most of this all along, we're looking now and we're seeing it.
ChathamNewsRecord.com for more news from Chatham County. Zachary Horner, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks, Aaron.